We have seen the smoke this morning, and once again, it is black.
That's right. So we're still waiting here to see if the Cardinals come to a consensus, but obviously they need a two-thirds majority, so it's no easy matter. There's a lot of them in there, 133 Cardinals sequestered in the Sistine Chapel. So far, three votes. We've seen the smoke twice because yesterday was black smoke, and then they held two votes in today's morning session, and we saw black smoke after those two votes. Now they left the Sistine Chapel for some lunch and will be back this afternoon at about 4 p.m. That's in approximately 2 hours. And then they will cast ballots again twice. So we'll see if we get any white smoke later today.
Historically, Sabina, this day, is this a day where in recent times that we've actually had a pope chosen?
Yes. In recent times, we have had a pope chosen. In the last conclave, it happened on day two. So basically, after five votes, Pope Francis was chosen. Ahead of that, in the conclave before that, that elected Pope Benedict, I believe it took four votes. So there is a chance that it could happen today, but never before have there been so many cardinals under the age of 80 eligible to cast their ballots. This time, they're really a big number, 133. They've never been over 120. Also, 80% of those that are voting are voting for the first time ever. They've never been in a conclave. Many of them do not know each other. So they've had about a week in general congregations of cardinals talking and meeting. But, you know, it does take time for people who come from all parts of the world, and we're talking 70 different countries, to get to know each other and try to understand which direction the church should take in the future.
And you mentioned that that 80%, and they would have been chosen by Pope Francis to be cardinals?
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. 108 of the 133 cardinals who are casting their ballots have been chosen by Pope Francis, 20 of them just in the past consistory before Christmas in December last year. So many of these, as I said, come from different and far-fetched parts of the world. They have not come together before, and so they don't really know each other, apart from the fact that there's many different languages spoken, of course. So it's also hard for them to try to come to a consensus when, you know, they don't know all the players in the game.
I guess it's also hard, Sabina, for us to take lessons from history on this, because with the last conclave, Pope Francis, a relative unknown, but before that, Pope Benedict, as Joseph Ratzinger, was very well known.
Yes, and Joseph Ratzinger was well known. He was a well-known theologian. And before that, John Paul II. I mean, the last three popes we've had here at Vatican City have all been foreigners. You know, one of the big questions is, will the papacy return to an Italian, or will it be a European this time? Or and the other question is, you know, how long will a new pope be head of the Catholic Church? Should it be someone who is a kind of temporary person, not too young, as John Paul II was when he was elected at the age of 58. So they're all questions that the faithful are asking themselves in the street, and I think also the cardinals are trying to understand what the best solution is for the church at this point in time.
Sabina, you mentioned the fact that right now the College of Cardinals, you have to get the two-thirds vote to select the pope. Does that drop down at any point after any certain number of ballots?
Yes, although I don't think we're going to get to that point. I think by, I don't know, day 15 or something, I you know, I'm not sure the exact day, but I mean, it's just too far down the line. We will have a pope before that. So I think that they will be able to reach a consensus of two-thirds, just like they did for Pope Francis and for Pope Benedict and for John Paul II. I mean, those were the last three popes of modern times. I don't think we're going to go into a very long, drawn-out process. However, one must also remember that after 3 days of voting, normally the cardinals take a day off for prayer and meditation.
Sabina, thank you so much for joining us as we continue to look for that white smoke. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony.